Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Southeastern.
Good morning, wakey wakey, rise and shine. You know what's going on, folks, this weekend, don't you? You absolutely do know. It is the opening weekend of the Premier League season. And we're going to start with sport today, folks. I'll be getting to the news a bit later and playing some absolute bangers as always. But we're starting off with the Premier League with our local team. You know who I'm talking about. It's Kent's Premier League side, Ashwood City. Now, this season is going to be a little bit different, for better or for worse. Patrick Nolan, MBE, now owns 45% of the club. We want to hear from you. Get those calls in. Get on the Twitter. Let us know how you think this is going to affect both Ashwood City on the pitch.
Hey, Ruben. Good luck on your first day. Now, we're all very proud. Moment, make sure you message your mum when you get a break. She can't wait to hear how it goes. All right, mate. You turn that club around, eh? Lots of love.
Without my beloved Jack Grealish. Oh, no.
Okay, fantasy football tips coming your way, and today we're looking at Ashwood City. The big question is, who from the Super Whites should you pick in your team? Well, to be honest, no one. Avoid them all. Tomorrow we'll look at Brighton.
And Richard III again survived the uprising, and despite being very unpopular, he managed to hold on to power for another few years. To use a sporting analogy, look at Patrick Nolan at Ashwood City. Two very similar men.
Ruby! Good luck today, mate.
Hi! I tried calling you, but look, I won't interfere on your big day. Let me know how it goes. Call me on your lunch break or something. All right, I love you.
Now, the small matter of Steven Bergwijn possibly going to Ashwood City.
Small matter? Microscopic matter? You mean, who cares?
Yes, quite. Well, gents, is this deal going to happen?
Maybe. I don't know. It's Ashwood City, innit? I love Ashwood. If it wasn't for Ashwood and Patrick Nolan, Newcastle United would be the laughingstock of the Premier League. I need them to stick around for my own sanity, to be quite frank.
Speaking of sanity, though, I have to say, I think giving Patrick Nolan more power is the definition of insanity, isn't it?
Again, though, I go back to Newcastle. Patrick Nolan is the perfect distraction for Mike Ashley. Patrick Nolan is like Mike Ashley's hold my beer guy.
Hold my wine. Surely. Hold my cognac.
Maybe Ashley has the beer, but in a big Sports Direct mug.
Come on, surely under the leadership of Sven-Göran Eriksson, anything is possible.
What I would give to take a look inside that Ashwood City boardroom during a transfer window.
I think it's clear you've got a club here that wants to just sit and do nothing. That's it. That's Ashwood City's whole reason for being. I'm pretty sure it's in their mission statement. Just stay in the league, keep your head down, and take the TV money every year. And this transfer window says it all. Again, how many times have we sat here and said the same thing every transfer window? It's every time. Look, nothing against Steven Bergwijn, but there's a reason nobody is talking about that potential deal. No one cares. Literally outside of Steven Bergwijn and his family, no one cares.
Hello there. Welcome to Ashford City.
Thank you.
What can I help you with?
It's my first day. I'm working on the fourth floor.
Okie doke. I'll get you a lanyard, give me your name, and you should be on the system.
It's Reuben Thomas. R-E-U-B-E-N.
Yep. There you are. Okay, head on up and somebody should be able to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Lift is just on your right.
Cheers. Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Reuben. Reuben Thomas.
Okay.
It's my first day.
Oh, lovely. I'm Theo Clinton. I'm the Chief Player Liaison Officer.
Oh, cool, cool.
What's your position?
I'm the Assistant Player Analyst and Data Engineer.
Right, okay. Do you know who your line manager is?
Colin Walsh?
Ah, yeah, he's not at his desk. He'll probably be in Woody's office.
Chris Woodall?
That's right, yeah. He's head of the whole football department thing.
Right.
Yeah, so just over there. Good luck.
Thanks. Hoping this is the start of a long career.
No, I mean good luck right now with Colin and Woody.
Oh, okay. That's his office there?
Yep.
Steven Bergwijn.
Indeed, collie boy.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
What does your mind tell you?
My mind's telling me no.
Oh, yes.
But my body...
What's your body telling you?
My body is telling me yes.
Now we're talking.
Baby, no, I don't want to hurt nobody.
Don't hurt nobody.
But that is something that I must confess to you.
Hi, I'm Reuben.
I don't see nothing wrong with signing Steven Bergwijn.
So Steven Bergwijn.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Hey, baby.
Call you, take over. I'm going to go for
pleasure.
It.
I don't see nothing wrong.
I don't see nothing
with
wrong.
With Steven Bergwijn.
With signing Steven Bergwijn. Sounding good, Cole. Whoa, yeah.
Woo.
Here we go. See, I know just what we want.
Centre forward.
And I know just what we need, Cole.
Deploying playmaker.
So, Colin, bring Dan Levy to me.
I'll bring him to your baby.
I'm not fooling. Who the fuck are you?
Reuben. Reuben Thomas. The new assistant player analyst and data engineer.
Oh, eh?
Is that an internship?
For now, yeah. But I was hoping
Woody,
I might...
Colin, I can hear you from the fucking boardroom. Okay, I'm in the middle of a Peloton class, for fuck's sake.
Pal, this is Ruby, the new assistant player analyst and data engineer.
Reuben.
No, okay, look, we don't need any more staff, okay? We are overstaffed. We can't afford it. I mean, the car park's a nightmare. The fucking cleaner's blocking me in most days. Oh, welcome, but sorry, you're fired.
I take the bus, if that helps.
It does, yes. But it's time to jump back on the bus and fuck off home because you're fired.
Oh.
It's an internship.
Huh. Paid or unpaid?
Unpaid.
Well, welcome aboard.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive. It's the opening match day of the 2021-22 Premier League season, and Ashwood City take on newly promoted Norwich City at Dartley Park Stadium. In attendance, sporting director Chris Woody Woodall, chief executive Patrick Nolan, and head of communications Jess Tate.
Bellend, absolute Bellend.
Oh, you're talking to me or him?
Him, the Bellend in chief.
That's Mr. Bellend, MBE.
I wipe that stupid fat smirk off your stupid fat face.
Less of the fat shaming, Jess. Jesus Christ.
God, you sound like shit, Woody. Are you ill?
Hey, if it's not COVID, honest, all right? I bumped into Billy Gilmore. That bloke's ill all the fucking time, honestly.
This twat has fucked us over again.
Hey, this is the 21st century, okay? You can't just go around judging people by their actions.
Yes, you can!
Okay, what have I done?
I just got a brick through my window.
Of your office?
No, my home.
Oh, good, okay.
Did it smash?
It came through the window, Woody. What do you think?
Window could have been open?
It wasn't fucking open, it was shut, and in one piece until it was fucking smashed when a brick went through it, all right?
All right, fuck me, will you stop yelling? And sit down, for God's sake. The only person stood up is that guy who shoved the fucking flare up his ass at the Euros. There he is, look. God, poor sod. Asshole burnt to a crisp, apparently.
Oh, the flare guy's an Ashwood fan.
Of course he is.
Hey, I'm still talking.
Jess, can you sit down, please? Because my gift's coming up.
Oh, what?
What?
You didn't.
Didn't what?
You recorded a gif of yourself.
Yeah, the whole team have gifs, mate. I'm not the only one.
The team always have gifs, for fuck's sake, man.
Excuse me? Brick through my window.
I run the team. I'm as entitled to a gif as they are.
Hey!
What?
Are we just going to ignore the fact that I've had a threat against my life?
What, from a brick? Come on.
Hey, it's just a wee brick, Jess. Jesus, it's more scared of you than you are of it.
This is serious.
You're not listening to us. These things happen, Jess.
Like talking to a brick wall, eh, Woody?
Oh, that's a good one.
Fuck off. No, actually, don't fuck off. Sign someone. Do something. Do anything half-fucking-decent to get this fucking fan base off our case. Then you can fuck off.
Excuse me, Stephen Bergwijn, from Tottenham Hotspur, no less.
You haven't signed him.
Everyone knows that's a swap for a coup, pal.
Oh, do they?
Hey, Athletic.
Fucking Athletic. Stupid, fucking, educated, insightful twat.
You know what? You're paying the bill.
You're telling me.
Not for a Kufo, for my fucking window.
Oh, what? Why?
Because it's you they hate. You're the one that stole the stake in the club. You're the one that runs this fucking place. You're the one that pretends to be interested in Leon Bailey.
I was interested.
Good one, pal.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you're laughing, mate. I genuinely wanted Patrick Schick until Scotland drove his value up by about 20 million quid.
Oh, right, so I'm responsible for the Scotland national team, am I?
You should have told me to bid before the Euros.
I fucking did! And how the fuck was I supposed to know he was going to score from the fucking moon?
Because you're supposed to know. You're paid to know.
Aye, but we put an offer in, though, didn't we?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, at least we look like we gave a shit about this fucking place.
That's what you do. You get their cocks hard over all this nonsense and then you don't even spread your legs.
Ooh. All right, that'll fucking do, yeah? I'm not paying for your window. You're lucky I'm paying your bloody salary after that spread your legs comment. Ooh, 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 my gift.
Your what?
Shh, shh, shh.
Kieran Broome, captain.
Sven Eriksson, head coach. Uh-huh.
Patrick Nolan, MBE, chief executive.
Boo! Get him off the screen!
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. From just $5 a month, you'll gain access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, plus regular features such as Captain's Blog, merchandise discounts, and exclusive Domestic Cup episodes. Help support the show and get your membership today at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, Marcus from the Football Ramble here. We know that keeping up with all the football can be quite a tricky task, even for those at the top of the game.
Wayne Rooney says he's been sleeping in his office.
Yep.
Diligent.
Get
dedicated.
Some signings.
Get signings.
Get some signings done. Because everything's done by fax, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he can't go home.
I like my dinner in the dog. That's actually how I eat my food these days.
Even those who run the clubs are having a mare.
I guess the system they have at Barcelona is that someone can come in and be president for a bit, and the destruction they leave is someone else's problem.
Thankfully, there's an easier way for you to keep up with all the football this season. Listen to the Football Ramble every weekday for the biggest stories from the Premier League and around the world. From the sublime to the ridiculous, the bust-ups to the cock-ups, it's your definitive guide to the new season. Just search Football Ramble in your podcast app to listen now.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Steve is at Dartley Park. Bit of booing behind you there, Steve. I didn't realise you were so unpopular in parts of Kent.
Yes, great. That must be my wife. She's come to watch this one.
Ha, yes, indeed. Steve, just as Brentford did against Arsenal on Friday, Norwich have come up from the Championship and they've beaten an ever-present Premier League side in Ashwood City. Opening day of the season at Dartley Park, it did not go to plan for Ashwood as Norwich got the goal and got all 3 points.
Aye, it finishes Ashwood City 0, Norwich City 1, a goal from Lucas Rupp after a questionable challenge from Ben Gibson on Kelvin Reid. Grupp just basically carried the ball 20 yards and coolly slotted it past Riviere, and this place was just not conducive to a good Ashwood City performance, to be honest with you. The whole place has been on the side's back since about the hour mark. It hasn't been pretty. Sven has had a few choice words there for the broadcasters, I'm told. It's not nice here at Dartley Park at all. You can already see this season is going to be a long, hard road for the Ashwood City faithful.
Indeed. Thank you, Steve, at Dartley Park. Let's go to Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea have run out 3-0 winners over Patrick Vieira's new look. Fucking hell, look how deep we were. It's fucking Norwich. Where are you? Let's be having you.
I just don't know what Sven's going for at the moment. They look happy. They look happy for Norwich to take the game.
Jesus Christ, get fucking Cantwell off the screen.
Rumours over the summer. There's always going to be rumours with this kind of thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's always rumours.
Fuck me, God. I'm fucking going to call Ofcom, I tell you, if you carry on with that shite. Amadou, can he hold that ball, man? For fuck's sake. Jesus Christ, what the fuck was that? A brick. A fucking brick through my fucking window. I feel sick. I feel goddamn sick to my goddamn stomach.
So, did the window smash?
Aha! Aha! Ha. I nearly died, alright? Good job I'm fucking double vaxxed, let me tell you. Jesus.
What's that got to do with anything?
You owe me a grand.
You owe me 8 grand.
I don't know anyone, any... Wait... Jess, why is your window 8 grand?
Hey, where do you live? The fucking Louvre.
Mine are grade 2 listed. They're Georgian.
Hey, so was Timuri Ketsbaya, and he's broken some fucking windows in his time, let me tell you.
Not Georgian, the country, you brain-dead twat.
Guys, can you argue outside my office? Please, I'd really appreciate it. And Woody, don't mention Ketsbier again, okay? Gives me the chills.
Right, what's happening with Bergwijn?
I don't know.
Ah, fucking hell. Look, I handed everything over to you, pal, right? I told you the terms we wanted.
Okay, and then let's not hit the panic button, yeah?
Patrick, we just lost to Norwich at home. Norwich. Before I saw the fixture list, I actually forgot they existed. I forgot they were an actual thing.
She's right, pal. Sugar babes. Push the fucking button.
Look, Daniel has to want a Kufo. He won't want a Kufo unless Kane gets a fucking move on. And I don't know what Harry Kane wants, to be honest. I don't know how anyone knows what he wants. He can't understand a fucking word he says.
Then let's keep a Kufo.
Woody, he's on £210,000 a week.
When was the last time you heard from Dan Levy?
It's Daniel. Okay, he really doesn't like it when people call him Dan.
Well, I'll remember that next time I see him.
Jess, if you call him Dan while I'm with you, I will put a brick through your window myself.
You need to sign someone.
I'm trying to.
You're not.
Woody, tell her.
Yeah, I'm with Lady Macbeth on this one, pal.
Fuck's sake. I'm interested in players, all right? It's the market, not me.
Patrick, I could list the players you're interested in on one finger.
Which finger?
This one.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it?
Colin, get the fuck in here, pal.
Oh, can we not make this a big thing, please? Why do we fall for this transfer window nonsense every year? The squad is fine.
I'm really fucking busy.
Doing what?
I'm trying to think of that show and I can't remember the fucking name of it. It was the fat guy and his skinny wife.
Sopranos.
No. It was a comedy.
Fresh Prince?
No.
Flintstones?
Nah.
Simpsons. Family Guy.
No, it wasn't a cartoon. It was... Ah! King of Queens. That was fucking it. Because he was from Queens, wasn't he? And he had a fit wife. So, yeah. King of Queens.
That's what you were busy with?
Yeah. Well, I'm free now. That's done. What do you need?
Do you know what's happening with Stephen Bergwijn?
Daniel's sitting on it because he's still been a fucking baby about Harry.
Look, I can't have Akufo's wages on the books. It's not worth it. We can stay in this league without him, can't we? We did it last year.
I don't care about staying in the fucking league. I care about not being fucking killed because you won't spend any money.
Hey, I get death threats too, all right?
Pfft, come on.
I do.
Didn't get a fucking brick through your window though, did ya?
Yeah, I got one of them too.
Jesus Christ, it's a fucking epidemic. And it's all your fault, Patrick.
Right, fine. Right, okay, fine. Right, listen to this. Email to me this morning, right? Okay, here we go. You is da cunt. You is da cunt with the fat face. I am going to fuck the fat face with my fat dick until you bleed, you bitch cunt.
Hmm. Is that it?
Excuse me?
There's no death threat in there.
He's going to fuck my face until I bleed.
Now that's not a threat against your life, though. That's just an unpleasant afternoon.
He's going to fuck my face.
Oh, hi. This is for Colin.
Thanks, Ruby. Everyone, this is Ruby, new intern.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, pal. How you doing?
I've actually met you both. I'm Reuben Thomas.
Hi, Reuben. I'm Jess Tate, head of communications.
Oh, well, communicator Jess. Very impressive. Patrick, give her a promotion, will you?
Stay away from her, Ruby. She feasts on the flesh of the living.
Colin, is there anything in Reuben's job description that involves him getting you coffee?
I don't know.
You can't fucking do this kind of thing anymore in the workplace. It's not... 2018. Things have changed.
Ah, you're right there. Most people work from home now, so do us a favour and fuck off, will you, Jess?
Oh, God. Okay, look, before any transfer chit-chat gets started in this room, remember my rule, yeah? Bare minimum.
Look for the bare minimum, the simple
Woody.
Bare minimum. Forget about your squad Woody. Depth and your spine. Yeah, man, I mean
Woody.
That.
Right, what's going on? Are we dipping our toe in the pissy water of the transfer market?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
We're not.
We are, pal. Right, face it. Dip that toe in now.
It's not dipping a toe. It's dunking my bollocks in the fucking piranha tank of the transfer market, all right? It's insane. Have you seen the money flying around? It's like the fucking crystal maze. No, sorry, okay? Not happening. I don't care how many bricks go through how many windows. No means no.
Season ticket sales are down.
Oh, don't start. Okay, look, the old Patrick is gone. Yeah, I own 45% now, all right? No more insecurities. Now's the time for optimism. Hey, uplifting positivity. This is Ted Lasso territory in this office now.
Ted Hill?
Merchandise is down.
Ted Lasso, Jess. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy now. Sorry.
Marketing team said that our talks with iBet are stalling.
Whatever. There's plenty more Chinese betting companies as a front for money laundering in the sea. Anyway, so let's be positive. Yeah? Believe. Eh? Hashtag believe. Yeah?
And it appears that last night there was a Premier League owners' party in Mayfair.
Oh, God.
What?
And you weren't invited.
No, that's not No, there was no party. Come on.
Afraid there was, pal. I tried to get hold of Dan Levy yesterday, but I couldn't get hold of him because he was there.
Okay, Ted Lasso. Party. Ted Lasso. Be happy. Be positive. Ted.
I heard
Lasso.
Steve Parrish and Farhad Mashiri made a champagne tower.
Oh, well, you pour it from the top and it flows down.
That's the one.
Ooh, how high was it?
Cunts! Fucking fickle cunts, the lot of them. Fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ.
Mauro Icardi wants a Premier League move.
And Colin Walsh wants a cappuccino, not a latte.
Wait, hold on. How do you know that, Ruby?
PSG wants him off the books and Bayern withdrew their offer.
Whatever. He's going back to Italy.
He won't.
How do you know?
Because he confronted the ultras in Milan when he was at Inter. He's worried for his family's safety over there. He wants England, honestly.
Not bad for a coffee boy.
Yeah, all right, let's not get fucking excited, all right?
You know what? Icardi's the right fit, isn't he? Especially with an inconsistent Amadou.
Please, what, you think Ashwood City are the frontrunners for a forward owned by fucking PSG? Come on.
What does he know about England, Ruby?
Well, he's not as Argentine as you'd think. He grew up in the Canary Islands.
Well, if he's met English people in the Canary Islands, then we're in trouble.
He'll be familiar with hooligans, I suppose.
Better than Italian ultras.
Just about. Although, not if you count the fucking cokeheads at Wembley.
Fuck it, offer 8 million. Good work, Ruby. All right, everyone, fuck off.
8 million?
Yep.
He scored 111 goals in 188 games for Inter.
Ruben, we don't actually want a player, you get that, right? We just want the headlines, you know? PSG reject Ashwood bid for Icardi. Done. You know, we look busy, we look ambitious, people blame the market. Or better yet, they blame the French. Okay, so everyone, fuck off. Ruben, unless you're about to ask how I take my macchiato, I suggest you fuck off like the rest of them, yeah? Okay. Steve, my old friend. Yeah, how you doing? What's all this about Mashiri and a champagne tower in fucking Mayfair?
The whole Bergwijn thing for me, it was never what we needed. A total mess from start to finish. And you know what? I'm glad the club have finally seen sense and pulled the plug. But to wake up today with the news that we're going for Mauro Icardi of bloody PSG, I mean, this is the kind of player we need. He won't get a look in Paris after they sign what's-his-face. And you know what? I'm so excited. I don't know what to say. I'm just really so excited. This is a signing you can build.
Massive. Mauro Icardi, I mean, come on. PSG, massive. I mean, it don't get bigger, does it? Well, I mean, it does. It's Lionel Messi, I suppose, is the bigger one. That's why Icardi's leaving. But he wants to come to us, right? You don't see these rumours banging around about United, Chelsea, City, or anything like that. He wants to come to us. Honestly, he is massive. He'll cut sides open. He'll beat a man. He'll make things happen. That's what he does. And that's what he's going to do for Ashwood City Football Club.
They have a remarkably modest budget of just £220,000.
Oh, come on. Those windows are going to blow their budget, Kevin, and you know it. I know you do. Evening.
Hi.
What do you want? I'm not putting Love Island on, so you can stop asking.
ASG meeting tomorrow. Are you still avoiding them?
Yeah. I stole 30% of Ashwood off them, for fuck's sake.
Well, you stole the first 15 off them too, really, so... Actually, it's your entire 45%.
Excellent maths, Jessica. Very impressive. But I'm busy watching middle-class couples throw money down the fucking toilet here.
How's the Icardi situation?
Not heard anything.
The fans like it.
Yeah, of course they do. It was my idea.
Ooh, I think it was Ruben's idea, mate.
No, he wanted to actually buy him.
Would that be such a bad idea?
Yes, it would.
You should probably be prepared to offer real money for him, though.
No. Look, if they want him off the books, 8 million is enough, OK? We don't know if he can cut it in this league. We have to mould him, you know, work with him and whatever else it is that people like Brendan Rodgers say.
I'm just saying, be prepared for 25 million quid. Minimum.
Too much.
It's not.
Oh, God, look, overspending hurts everybody. Yeah, too much of something is not enough. Do you know who said that? Sir Matt Busby.
It's the Spice Girls, you fucking idiot. Pull your finger out.
Bye, Jess.
I mean, this is incredible.
Ashwood City, for me, are a complete and utter enigma.
Okay, I mean, fair enough. You know, we could point the finger at, you know, Newcastle and say the same. You know, they're struggling. They've got a similar kind of incoherency. But that's different. They're up for sale, okay? You know, they're actually looking to make the biggest change you can make at a football club. Ownership. Okay, they're at a crossroads. Ashford City aren't. They're stuck. They're broken down halfway up the highway. There's no crossroads for Ashford City. They passed that a long time ago. Patrick Nolan has been there for God knows how long. He's got more power than ever. He's got more influence than ever. And unsurprisingly, the club's silence on Christian Akufo, is he going to stay, is he going to go, is deafening. The club's silence on a new centre forward is deafening. The club's silence on a new deeper midfielder, deafening. Some cover at centre half would go amiss, to be honest, deafening. It's a mess, it's a total mess. And, you know, everything that happened to those fans and the supporters, trust you remember, back in May, my heart goes out to them. It really does, because that wasn't the worst of it. It's going to get worse and worse and worse at this football club.
Absolutely, Billy. And I agree with you 100%. If you'll just allow me to play devil's advocate briefly, because Ashwood City could be closing in on Mauro Icardi, and we're told that PSG are considering the offer.
Ah.
What a huge coup this could be for the Kent side. It shows a level of ambition, a level of desire that we haven't seen from them since, well, Akufo?
Yeah, you're so right. He's one of these guys, Icardi, where you can build your team around him. At the top end of the pitch, at least, you know, you're not going to build a whole team around him. He's not that kind of guy. But he's the kind of guy where you can structure your whole attack around him. He's got so much to offer, honestly. I've been watching him for years. He's got bags of pace. He's got the finishing to match. And I tell you what, he's tenacious. And that's the thing. That's what you need to thrive in this league.
Hello.
Tenacity.
Oh,
bonjour.
Yeah.
In league, mm-hmm. that kind of tenacity, that kind of fight, that kind of desire, chasing down every ball.
No.
That might not be... You know,
nope, fuck off. Sense. That's way too much. Okay, not interested. Je suis nonplussed. Yeah, whatever. Je twat, je fucking knob and head. Unbelievable. 25 million. Game's gone fucking mad.
Luis Suarez.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Billy, I'm afraid, because we're just hearing now that the deal for Mauro Icardi is off. PSG rejecting somewhat measly £8 million bid for the Argentine forward. Do you think Ashwood would seriously...
Bollocks.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.